You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And in case you did not hear the first time, I am Jeff Garcia, lead Spurs writer over at the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. And if you're in the mood to hear other stuff about other NBA teams besides the silver and black, but why would you? All kidding aside, please go out to the Locked On NBA Podcast Network. Or if you got an Alexa, just say Google Play Locked On, fill in the blank, whether that be Spurs, Celtics, Bulls, pick a team. Alexa should be able to play it. So please go subscribe to all Locked On NBA shows. So what are we doing today on, as we like to call, Los? We're going to be talking about tonight's game versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, it just feels like just a couple of days ago, Spurs played the Grizzlies while they're back at it. This time it'll be in Memphis after the Spurs beat them back in San Antonio. So with the Spurs riding a five-game winning streak, what is it going to take to beat the Grizzlies out in Memphis? So to do that and more, I'm joined by Gerald Tracy, my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio. Gerald, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And would you believe me months ago if I said, hey, the Spurs will be riding a five-game winning streak at the halfway point of the season? Would you believe me?
I'm not entirely sure I would have. I mean, they weren't showing it earlier in the year, and they've put together this last 3-4 weeks or so, and it's been really impressive, actually.
Yeah, it really has. You know, they're not just beating teams, they're walloping them. They're getting it done on both ends of the court. And even when they have sluggish moments or they start off kind of flat, like in the last game versus Detroit, they find a way to gather up that energy, refocus, and pull out wins. We saw that a little bit in the Detroit win up in Detroit, where the Spurs came out a little flat to start the game.
Yeah, no, they absolutely – they come out a little flat at times, and I mean, but the good thing was it was just one quarter, able to pick it up and do really well the next three quarters. It's good that they're doing these against the poorer teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not preferable. You never want to see it. But when you see it against a team like Detroit or Memphis and you see them slack off in the first quarter or so with pick it up, it's like, okay, well, we know what they're able to do. Maybe it just wasn't ready for the start or they weren't hyped enough.
Yeah.
Because we've seen them play against good teams. I mean, the Raptors.
They
look like world beaters against Toronto. So we know they are able to do it, and I don't think there's a question of whether they can do it. It's how long they can do it throughout the season, I think, at this point.
Yeah, the five-game winning streak is the longest of the season, and hopefully the Spurs will make it six later on tonight in Memphis. Now, before we talk about the matchup tonight, Gerald, one thing that has stood out for me for San Antonio heading into Memphis is, the Memphis contest tonight is it's not just one guy. You've seen DeMar DeRozan get his, but you've also seen LaMarcus Aldridge, Derek White put in some contributions on both ends of the court. Patty Mills contributing with three-point shooting, double-digit scoring. The list goes on and on. We're looking at a well-balanced Spurs team right now.
Yeah, that's what you want, especially at this point in the season. The biggest problem that the Spurs will be facing, in my opinion, is that All-Star break, because they can continue to do this, and once that All-Star break comes around, are you going to be able to do it afterwards? Because we see year in and year out where teams look completely different going in the All-Star break than they were coming out. So they're starting to build that chemistry. They're starting to build the expectations and the consistency on the court. Are they going to be able to hold it up? Like I just said a few seconds ago,
Can
you hold it up? Maybe, for all we know, the first 3-4 weeks of the season was San Antonio trying to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You enter a new player, completely different playing style. LaMarcus Aldridge, of course, playing out of position. Now that they're knowing what they're able to do and what they have to do, is this something they can sustain for a long period of time?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up knowing each other, that chemistry. Been covering the Spurs since the start of the season, and whether I was with them on the road or at the AT&T Center, early on in the season, one common thread everybody would talk about following a loss, because let's not forget, the Spurs were losing quite a bit of games to start the season, whether it be Popovich, DeMar DeRozan, Davis Bertans, Derek White, LaMarcus Aldridge, pick a player, they all said, we need time. This is a brand new crew. We've heard phrases like roster overhaul in the offseason. It's finally coming together. And it's funny, Gerald, because we look at X's and O's early in the season. We're looking at X's and O's tonight versus Memphis. But one thing that never shows up in the stat sheet is chemistry. How important is that, Gerald?
Oh, it's super important. I mean, just in my history of covering the NBA, you looked over at him, Oklahoma City, the second you took away Kevin Durant, it was just Russell Westbrook. I mean, that chemistry wasn't – it was good chemistry still in Oklahoma City, but, I mean, he was just by himself essentially doing it all. Last year with OKC covering them, Melo was kind of throwing some a wrench into things, and then you look at it this year. Injuries and everything last year with OKC. This year, OKC is just lifting off. They're one of the better teams in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it all the time, whether it be in Golden State had some issues originally with Kevin Durant. They weren't doing – he had to find his own way in.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, remember Miami, the first year with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. I mean, there's some growing pains. It doesn't matter if you're expecting this team to be the 15th seed and go grab the lottery pick or – going to be the one seed and go for the finals. There's always going to be some chemistry issues. That's why it's always important to preach patience in the first few weeks of the season. The unofficial start to the season is Christmas. I think we've all kind of adopted that. So when you have that unofficial start Christmas and you start to see those teams that are doing really well, and then the second half of the season, of course, after the All-Star break, you really can gauge those teams after that. And I think the Spurs are starting to look like that 6-5 seed right now.
Heading into tonight's contest, Gerald, I mentioned him briefly, Derek White. I thought the Spurs didn't have a point guard. I thought the Spurs don't have any defensive presence out on the perimeter because of DeJounte Murray getting hurt and, of course, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green getting traded. My goodness, White has really been stepping it up in an area defensively, the Spurs have been lacking to start the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his last four games, 17 points, 19 points, 19 points, and 22.
Good Lord.
Now, before that, he wasn't getting anything over 12. For all of December, he was right around that 8 to 11 mark. He had one game over that. And that's what you want, of course. I mean, you don't – like I said it before when I'm on here – you have your all-stars. You have LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. Those are the guys that everybody knows is going to get theirs. You have Rudy Gay, who can and will do it.
Right.
And then you need that guy like Derek White, who is going to be looked off by defenders, who are going to be able to say, well, I got to focus on DeMar. I got to focus on Rudy. I got to focus on LaMarcus. And you got to be able to trust that Derek White's going to be that guy where, hey, nobody's on me. I need to take my shot and make it. And right now he is doing just that, which is exactly what the Spurs need, like you said.
Yeah, he was called awesome by teammate DeMar DeRozan following the Boston win in San Antonio. Well, the Spurs win over Boston, that is, in San Antonio on New Year's Eve. LaMarcus Aldridge has been singing his praises every chance he gets, or if he's asked about Derek White, as is Popovich saying that he's come a long way. Guys like Davis Bertans upping up his production, 9.2 points for Davis in the last three games. He's averaging 2.3 assists in the last three. And with him on the court in the last three, the Spurs are a plus 22. Everybody is contributing on the court, and hopefully that'll continue tonight in Memphis. All right, so let's go and take our first break. When we get back, we're going to dive right into tonight's contest, Spurs versus Grizzlies. Okay, we are back, and I'm joined by Gerald Tracy, News Force San Antonio. Follow him on Twitter, at GTracySA. Gerald, Memphis comes in, or well, let me rephrase that. The Spurs go in to Memphis, 24-17, as mentioned, five-game winning streak. The Grizzlies, 18-22, and the Spurs are 1-1 against the Grizzlies. Now, of course, a little background before we start diving in. The Spurs are coming off a win over the Pistons, 119-107. DeRozan had 26, Aldridge had 25. Now, the Grizzlies, they're coming into tonight's game off a loss to the Pelicans, 114-95. Mike Conley had 22 points in the loss for Memphis. Gerald, when you look at tonight's contest, what stands out to you? What do you think the Spurs will have to do in order to secure win number six in a row?
You know, I'm not entirely sure the Spurs have to do a lot. This is a Memphis team whose GM actually said the other day, was quoted, and I'm going to quote this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him about possibly tanking, where is the season going? He said, we'll see when where the season takes us at this point in time. We still have half a season to go. We'll be prepared for either eventuality. Now, that doesn't sound like a team who is planning on making the playoffs.
Yeah.
90% of NBA teams are going to give you an answer saying we're going to get into the playoffs. We're focused on winning our division. We're focusing on winning tonight. A GM who is openly saying we'll see the way the world takes us, I think has the white flag in his hands if he's not already waving it. This is a team that started 12-5 and is 18-22.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6-17 if I'm doing my math off the top of my head. In the last 23, 24. It's not good.
Yeah.
The first 21 games, Gasol was averaging 17 points and 9.5 rebounds for them a game. Since then, he's only averaging 11.2 points and 7.5 rebounds.
Wow.
Mike Connolly is the only offensive weapon they have had in the past month or so.
Yeah.
Since the holiday season started, and that includes Thanksgiving. So you stop Mike Connolly, and I don't see a reason for the Spurs to lose this game. Right now in the month of January, Memphis is averaging 94.3 points per game.
Yeah.
It's only a few games, but they were only averaging 97.5 in December. It's one of those situations. Get to 100 and you probably should be fine, because I just don't think this Memphis team can get there.
Yeah, and the Spurs also got to slow down the triple-double juggernaut that is Kyle Anderson. Just kidding.
Yeah.
He had a triple-double in his last outing, his first in his career, which I found astonishing. The way he plays, a little bit of this, a little bit of that he didn't rack up other triple-doubles. But, no, all kidding aside, yeah, Gerald, you're right. Mike Conley seems to be their only option offensively heading into tonight's contest. And you mentioned something, about what they're averaging, the Memphis point-wise. The Spurs, we know that their road record is horrible, 7-12. Coming into tonight's game. But even in those 19 games, they still average 111.4 points per game. So even at their worst, which is on the road, they still should be able to win tonight's contest, Gerald.
Absolutely. And again, a lot of those, you're talking about a lot of those road games early in the season. We were seeing a Spurs team that wasn't gelling on defense at all. Of course, they had the guys who could put up points, but they just weren't finding a way to stop the other team. We've seen that kind of switch turntables, right? So I don't see a reason for it. Like I said, it's Memphis. It's not going to be crazy loud at the stadium. You'll have your fans. It's just at this point in time, the Spurs are looking like a wrecking ball going after an abandoned building.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of hinted towards it about how you said it, how Memphis has not been playing well late. I'm going to add to that. Memphis has lost 4 straight games heading into tonight's contest, 9 of their last 11, and they've lost 15 of their last 21. This team is obviously not the same Memphis team we saw to start the season that at one point was actually leading the Western Conference. They've fallen off a cliff. But I want to caution listeners, you, Gerald, everybody wears the silver and black to support the Spurs across the nation and the globe. Don't underestimate this Memphis team defensively. They own the second best scoring defense in the NBA right now. They're holding teams to just 102.4 points per game. Spurs are going to have to match that or get their offense cranking, which I think they can since they've been showing it, Gerald.
Yeah, no, I mean, anything can happen in the NBA. Teams lose the teams they shouldn't lose to constantly. If you can stop Mike Connolly, you've got to put this game in Jackson and Justin Holliday's hands. Because if you force Memphis to have to run through them, they're averaging, I think, one's averaging 17 points a game, the other one's right around 14.
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta put it in the hand. You gotta be the guys. Foul trouble.
Yeah, let the rookie Jackson try to beat you. I prefer that scheme versus Conley or Gasol. Now look, Memphis has lost 2 in a row to San Antonio in their gym, so history's on the Spurs side tonight out in Memphis. But you know, we want to be real about it. The Spurs should be 2-0 versus the Grizzlies, not 1-1. Remember that first time they met in San Antonio, that controversial play that should have been a foul on Marcus Aldridge to end the game, sending Marcus Aldridge to the line?
Oh, yeah. It should have happened. But, I mean, NBA's got some weird officiating lately. I mean, I think we all saw the Kevin Durant out of bounds last week.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, we all know that how they love to call traveling on everybody else that's not named James Harden. And, of course, they love to hack LaMarcus Aldridge so bad in the paint, the defenders, that is, that he rarely gets the calls. Gerald, when you're looking at tonight's contest on the Spurs side, we know what Memphis can and can't do. We know what the Spurs can and can't do as well heading into tonight. If you had to pick a wild card player tonight to be that difference maker for the Spurs, who would it be?
Derek White. I'm going to go with Derek White. Again, he's had four games in a row. I think he's going to continue doing it. We all know winning streaks don't last in the NBA. You get 5, 6, 7 in a row, and it's going to be good. I think Derek White's going to be that guy. I also think that's partially because if the Spurs are up big and late in the game, you got to remember, they have a back-to-back. Tomorrow night, they will be in Oklahoma City again. In San Antonio. So they have a back-to-back against the top team. You might see some of those bigger names start to rest if they're up big. I do think Derek White's the guy tonight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it is the first game of a back-to-back. You know, Memphis should be a win for the Spurs, and you expect the Spurs to be taking their 6-game winning streak, hopefully crossing fingers, against the Thunder. That's going to be a true test. I think the Spurs got tested this month already with a win over Toronto, a win over Boston. They got a rare road win versus Detroit, and which was good because the Spurs, we all know, do not play well away from the AT&T Center. So when I look at tonight's game, my little X factor, if you will, is get this Grizzlies team done with early. You don't want to see LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan, D. White, et cetera, be playing late in the fourth quarter, knowing you got a Thunder team waiting for you the next night, Gerald.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the Thunder team having tonight off, because Oklahoma City – is played last night, so Oklahoma City will have the night off, and they'll be able to sit there and rest their guys, unlike the Spurs. Again, they will be a day off, so the Spurs are playing 3 games in 4 days. They've got quite a schedule.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to take our last break. We get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs and let you know how Gerald and I think tonight's game will end. All right, we are back. I am joined by Gerald Tracy, my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio. Gerald, we talked about Memphis. Talk about the Spurs. We know what's going on tonight out in Memphis. How do you see tonight's game going about?
So this is a Memphis team we all know has struggled the past month or so. I don't think this is a Memphis team the Spurs will struggle against in the end. I think they might struggle the first quarter or so, you know, have a 5-point lead, 6-point lead. I'm taking the Spurs 109-90. The Memphis Grizzlies have lost 2 games in a row by 19 plus. I don't know if it'll be that bad. It's probably going to be somewhat of a blowout.
If there is a trap game that ever wanted to be called a trap game, would be tonight. You know, the Spurs, I hope they're not looking ahead to the Thunder. I'm going to play them twice in a row. I hope they take care of business tonight. But if there's going to be a trap game, would it be today? Although I don't think the Spurs will fall into that trap. The Spurs should, even at their B game or their B-minus game, should be able to handle a Memphis team, regardless if they're playing in their home gym or away like they're doing tonight. Memphis is not playing well. As Gerald mentioned, Mike Conley's their only offensive threat. The Spurs are on a roll. They're clicking on all cylinders, defensively and offensively. They're shutting down teams. They're shutting down players, Kawhi Leonard. And they're also lighting it up from other contributors, Derek White, Mills, Poeltl, Bertans, et cetera. I think the Spurs beat this Grizzly team, and I think it's going to be a long night for Memphis. Spurs win easily, Gerald.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you on that one.
All right. So, Gerald and I, we're done talking. We want to know what you think. Do you think the Spurs win six in a row, or do you think that winning streak is ending tonight? You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And don't forget to go to the Spurs Zone. See what I did there? See, that's why my Twitter name has that Spurs Zone in there. News 4 San Antonio, Fox29SanAntonio.com. Gerald's going to tell you every way you can get a hold of him.
GTracySA is my Twitter handle. You can find me at GTracy@SBGTV.com. And I'm not going to give you my number. That's going to be a no.
Yeah. Don't give out your number, Gerald.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen people do it, but not today.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. You're not going to get Gerald's phone number. But maybe in the future, one day he'll feel kind and give you a number. But until then, first of all, don't hold your breath, because probably never will happen. All right.
I'll give you my number will be 911 whenever I end up giving out some kind of hot take about Kawhi Leonard.
There we go. All right. Well, we better end the show we're ending the show on a Kawhi Leonard note. How bad is that? But by the way, Jerry, your quick take. What do you think of that Porzingis rumor? Spurs are interested in Porzingis? That's a long shot.
I think everybody's interested in Porzingis. Just a long shot. It's like one of those rumors, you know, so-and-so is interested in Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Like, yeah, no, right? Like,
yeah, I know.
Who isn't interested in guys like that? It's a once-in-a-generational talent. If you can bring him in, bring him in. But what are you going to have to give up? The Spurs don't exactly have the assets to just go and grab Porzingis. So.
There you go. All right. So we couldn't end the show on a Kawhi Leonard note. That's why I had to toss out Porzingis. You can read everything you need to know about the Porzingis rumor at the Spurs Zone. And again, subscribe to Lockdown Spurs, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. You pick a platform, it's there. All other Lockdown NBA podcasts are there as well. So for Gerald Tracy, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Lockdown Spurs.